Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shivasachi Bhattacharji. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the students to not to do any such work in their life which may tarnish their character. She said that the highest moral values should be part of their behavior and work style. She was addressing the convocation ceremony of Mohanlal Sukaria University in Udaipur today on the first day of a two-day Rajasthan visit. The president said that Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar believed that character is more important than education. She told the students that there should be integrity in every aspect of their life. She said, rapid changes are taking place in every field in the 21st century. These changes are also taking place in the field of knowledge, science and technology. She told the students that in such a time, they need to maintain the spirit of student to maintain the usefulness of their education. The president called upon the students to move ahead by maintaining a balance between personal ambition and social sensitivity. She said that the country has set a goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047. This national goal can be achieved only with the contribution of the young generation. Mrs. Murmu expressed happiness that women are progressing in every field of society and it is a matter of pride for the country and society. Governor of Rajasthan Haribhau Bagade, Governor of Punjab Gulab Chand Kataria and Deputy Chief Minister of Rajasthan Prem Chand Bairwa also graced the program. Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana will end this evening. The single-phase polling for 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on Saturday. The counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of October along with Jammu and Kashmir. On the last day of election campaign in Haryana, star campaigners of various parties are holding public meetings and roadshows to garner public support in favor of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed Jan Ashirwad rally in Palwal. In his address, he cornered Congress leaders on the issue of nepotism and corruption. Congress MP Dipender Huda addressed a public meeting at Kalka this morning. He targeted the BJP and sought votes on the issues of unemployment and farmers. At the same time, senior leader of Jan Nayak Janata Party, Naina Chavtala, took out a roadshow in Panchkula. In Ballabgarh, BJP leader and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held a roadshow in favor of party candidate from Ballabgarh. Mr. Dhami said that the BJP can give a transparent and corruption-free government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popular radio program Mann Ki Baat has completed 10 years today. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi had started sharing his thoughts through the program on Akashvani. In the 10 years journey of the program, the Prime Minister has touched significant social, cultural, environmental and behavioral issues which have created positive impact in the country. Mann Ki Baat has become an important platform for interaction between the PM and the citizens. In the Mann Ki Baat episode of last month, Mr. Modi had said that 10-year-long journey of the program has created a garland of sorts in which every episode encompasses new sagas, new records and new personalities get added. The PM added that the listeners of Mann Ki Baat are the real anchors of this show. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today summoned cricketer-turned-politician Mohammad Azharuddin in a money laundering case linked to Hyderabad Cricket Association, HCA. The former president of the HCA, Azharuddin, is accused of misappropriating funds during his tenure. Congress leader has been summoned by ED with instruction to appear before the agency to clarify his role in the financial transactions under scrutiny. Sources in ED informed that the case relates to alleged misappropriation of 20 crore rupees allocated for the procurement of diesel generators and firefighting systems, among others, for the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium at Uppal in Hyderabad. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty continued their downward slide in today's intraday trade due to mounting concerns over the escalating conflict in West Asia. In intraday trade, BSE 30 share Sensex plunged over 1500 points and NSE Nifty slided below 25,400 level. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.